Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Once again, this is Speaking Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Nas Radio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Craig Barzee. How you doing, sir?
All right. How's it going?
All right. It's week one, man. The NFL is here. Let's get into this, man. Let's jump to the Monday night games first, since they were the most recent. And I guess the main topic is a boy named Leotis. The fact that he's named Leotis probably, you know, explains everything to begin with. Leotis McKelvin runs the ball out of the end zone with his team up five and fumbles the ball. New England gets it and scores. Can you guess what was on that man's mind to run that ball out?
Young cat trying to make a play, man. He's at the most inopportune time. I believe if I'm correct, it was maybe, a minute and change, about a minute 45, something like that?
Yeah, around there.
Cat should have just knelt the ball down, man. You run in plays, they get it to a minute, force Brady into, even if they had to punt the ball away, man. I can't, you know, it's kind of hard to say, man, but thing about it is not the cat that the fact that he ran out of the end zone. The fact is that dummy was running so hard and running smack dab into people making full tackles, man.
Right, because they got the hands team out there, so you don't have proper blocking. And then when you get first contact, you're still fighting for an extra yard.
Yeah, he's running. I'm talking. It's not like he's trying to evade tackles. He's running in like he's looking up people, man. And then we're smashing him, man. And then stripping the ball at the boot. I think that's what the problem is. Cat didn't, you know, the fact that he ran out of there was one thing. But, you know, you could kind of look that if the cat is smart and he tries to protect the ball and goes down easy when this
right.
And that wouldn't have been no issue. But the fact is that he's like 180 pounds soaking wet, running full speed into people. It didn't help the fact that, you know, didn't help the situation any either.
Right. I mean, every factor was against him, but he chose to go that route. And like you said, not to say that New England wouldn't have scored, but no matter what, you would have decreased their chances by a lot by running some time off, three runs up the middle, whatever, and punting, which you know Dick Geron was going to do. It was definitely going to be three runs up the middle and then a punt. So it's, I don't know, man. It's a sad thing. He's gonna have to live that down for the season. He's gonna have to make some plays to get his teammates' trust again.
Heard Buffalo vandalized his yard for that nonsense.
That don't surprise me. That don't surprise me, man. I mean that was some stupid stuff to do, man. I'm not condoning people, you know, violating the man's yard or whatever, but I mean this is sports, man. It's a passionate thing, man. That's just part of it, man. That's part of it. You do something stupid, you're going to have to live with however it haunts you. What's the guy named for the Red Sox, Buckner? How long did it take for the Red Sox to finally get that man a standing ovation?
So they won a championship.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what it is, that passion.
20 years, almost 20 years later, man.
It's a long time to hold a grudge, man. But that was some stupid stuff that he did, man. Them boys played their hearts out. And, you know, they outplayed New England the whole game. The quarterback seen that they were doubling T.O. and doubling Lee Evans most of the time, so he was taking everything underneath. They did everything they were supposed to do and just couldn't finish the game.
Yeah, they came about, as they say, they snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory. they had that game, man. They were dominating pretty much, I'm going to say, they were moving the ball up and down on New England. To me, man, it was like Trent played a good game. He did everything as far as making decisions goes, as far as taking the short route, not trying to force anything, making plays when it's there to be made, protecting the ball. He did everything he could as far as a quarterback. He played one of the better games, at least I've seen him play.
Right. He did everything you could ask of him, man, but – hey, we'll see how they come back in week two, man, because, you know, losses like that sometimes can equal two or three losses if, you know, people get a little segmented in the locker room or people try to make plays that aren't there after that. So we'll see where this goes later on in the season.
Didn't you kind of get a feeling when it was coming down to it and they kicked that ball off? Didn't you get a feeling like, man, New England's going to win this game? You figured
I didn't feel that way until he ran the ball out. When he started running out of the end zone, I said, oh, it's over. He's going to fumble.
I felt when they kicked it off, I was like, man, I just feel new. They're going to find some way. And when I saw him coming out of the end zone, I was like, man, why didn't he kneel that? That's the first thing that crossed my mind.
And not to take anything away from Brady and New England, because no matter what, they still had to make the plays, and they did. But terrible loss, man. The Oakland-San Diego game.
Oh, man, they robbed Oakland, man.
Oh, the touchdown catch?
Yeah,
what's your interpretation of the touchdown before the half that was called off and they ended up having to kick a field goal? They said it wasn't a catch.
Yeah,
I mean, it looked like he caught it 2 feet down. I mean.
Yeah, I'll put it to you like this. If I'm a running back and I leap over the line and the ball breaks the plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
A touchdown? My feet are not on the ground.
Right.
If the ball breaks the plane and somebody swats it out of my hand, is it not a touchdown?
Well, a touchdown.
Or in the NFL, where someone the running back breaks the plane in the air, maybe on someone's back in a pile, and someone swats it out, and it's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, the Florida boy made a good catch, and to me, he had both feet on the ground. The guy pushes him down, he falls, and if you know old interpretation, the ground can't cause a fumble, especially if you have possession.
Right.
I mean, the ball shifted a little bit, but he still had possession of the ball, man. I don't know how they not ruled that a touchdown, man.
Yeah, Steve Young agreed completely with you. That was his assessment of it, man.
I thought
it was a touchdown.
One, two, the guy pushes him. He falls back with his back, but he's still maintaining possession until he hits the ground. And then the ball slides a little bit. He still has possession. It slid a little bit. You can say part of the ball touched the ground. But he still had possession of the ball, man. I just don't know what. To me,
if we're taking that interpretation, how many touchdowns would be called back?
But to me,
if
they ruled it a touchdown, what on that play did they say? Well, it can't be a touchdown. I don't understand that. That's the fact that I don't understand what they were looking at to say. Okay, he didn't have possession of the ball because obviously he did. You have 2 feet that if you're 2 feet in the end zone with the ball possession. That's a touchdown.
That's as far as I know it, too, man. So you got a young team, play their hearts out. I mean, they dominated. I think it was 2-1 as far as yardage gained in the first half. They played a great game, and then to go in there only up 3, sure, that was a little disheartening. And eventually, you know, the talent came to the top, and San Diego was able to pull it out. Phillip Rivers is a great quarterback. Looks like the little guy is going to be taking a lot of carries from LT.
Man, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute, man. They try and run that little dude 25-30 times in the ball game. He won't even make it a season. I guarantee you that much.
Along with the special teams responsibilities, right.
People keep saying that, man, like LT Washington, LT. Okay, we'll see if he can do what LT has done. And I guarantee he won't make it a whole season, man.
No, he can't.
You saw him get blown up a couple of times by some Oakland linebackers, man, on some quick hitch passes.
Mm-hmm.
He got blown up a couple of times. You could imagine what's going to happen to him when someone catches him, when he gets caught running through the hole and someone blows him up. He's going to be able to take, 10 shots like that?
And not to mention, since he's so small and so fast, he hits the hole, I mean, real hard because he's coming with a lot of speed because he has to, just like on the touchdown play to win the game. So if somebody, like you say, if somebody meets him in the hole with a lot of force, man, it's not going to be good for him. But, hey, San Diego was able to pull it out. Are you a little down on San Diego after watching that game? Like, do you, or were your expectations not that high to begin with?
I thought they'd be a better. I mean, come on, man. They probably play in the weakest conference in the. Well, hold on. Maybe both. It might be the weakest this year. Maybe not last year. Maybe I could say that was the NFC West. This year they might be the weakest conference that they play in. They might be the best team in that whole conference. Oakland looked good to me, man. I don't care what anybody said. They could clown Oakland all they want. They got some players on there, at least some guys who can make some plays.
And when you got young players like that, put them in a position to win. Cable said, okay, we're going to run a lot. We're going to use these young backs that we have, and we're going to try to go down the field with Russell and let them get it out of there quick. So, I mean, you're right. They look good, man.
They're going to be a lot better than they were last year, I put it to you that way.
Especially right.
Marcus Russell, you know, he makes good decisions.
What about Seymour on the line? Because they look like they were beating them up pretty good, up the San Diego offensive line pretty good.
Yeah, Seymour, yeah. Seymour, man, it makes you wonder what Bill Belichick was doing, man. When you saw Patriots this past week, that Jackson kid was running the ball on him.
I think it wasn't a personnel thing. I think it was just because they got to sign Will Fork, so they couldn't afford to have them both.
Don't you think it'd be in your best interest to make a kind of deal in the offseason if that's the case? Or to let one of those guys walk?
True.
Because with Will Fork, they didn't look as good as they would have with Will Fork and Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
Seymour sure did make that Oakland defensive line a hell of a lot better. And he made a lot of plays.
I agree. He was down in Beeston, man. And I guess we might as well go ahead and get into the rest of the league. The Denver Miracle.
Oh, man.
your boy needed something good to happen for him, man. He's had a horrible offseason. Got rid of his franchise quarterback. Has problems with his number one receiver. Everything else that's happened over the offseason for McDaniel. He gets a lucky play, tip ball, Stokely grabs it out of the air and runs it in. Steal the game.
Ah, man. it is what it is, man. The dog, even the sun shines on the dog's ass every once in a while. It might be the only game they might win it the way they live. Man, come on. If it wasn't for that touchdown, they damn sure they wouldn't win that game. If their offense looks about as bad as it did this past week, they ain't going to win too many games. They're going to be right in the playoffs, probably looking to make a number one pick for a franchise quarterback, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, they look like a 5-win team or so. They definitely didn't look too good. You want to touch on anything else from that game, or you want to move on to the Falcons?
Nah, man. I was gonna say you get a chance to watch Drew Brees put up them PlayStation numbers this past week.
Oh, that was ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it was on the Lions, but you know, hey, man, those guys get paid too.
They're a professional team. First game of the season too, so I mean, hell.
Right out the gate, 6-3, ridiculous numbers.
And Reggie Bush wasn't a factor at all.
Nah, man. Look like what's his name's coming back around too? Shockey. Looks like Shockey in the mix. Made some pretty good catches. Looks like he's over his injury bug there.
And right.
He's going to be a force to reckon with this year. That's going to make their offense that much better. People talk about the Falcons, man. Man, they're stocked on offense, man. I really don't know I mean, you look up and down that roster, man, even that kid, Mike Bell. Who was that, Mike Bell kid, the running back?
Yeah, yeah.
And even that kid had, I think, 100 yards in that game.
I mean, well, you should, though, because you're playing with the Saints, so you're going to be seeing a lot of nickel coverages. So you're running inside. There's yards to be gotten. So as long as you go hard, you should be able to pick up some yards. You hold on to the ball and go hard, you can have a nice 1,000-yard season, even if, you know, you're not necessarily a 1,000-yard back as far as talent's concerned. So, I mean, he's got his shot. And like you said, New Orleans look good. They are what they are. They're a scoring team. But they gave up 20 to Detroit. Is there any concern there?
We'll see. The boy, Matt Stafford, didn't look good. He had some rookie mistakes out there. looking guys up, you know, focusing on one receiver, trying to, you know, it ain't college, man, where you can basically try and, you know, use your arm and force things in there, man. There were people breaking on balls on him, man. I think he had ended up with three or four picks in that game.
Yeah.
Didn't look too good, man. But I know what you really want to talk about, that Donovan McNabb McRib situation.
Ah, yeah, man. That's a bad situation, man. So was it the initial hit at the goal line, or was it the guy diving into the end zone that caused the injury?
When the people fell on him, he was on his back, and I think he didn't have his arms down to protect him, so they fell on his chest.
That stuff is crazy, man. So now, okay, Vic's on the roster now. He's practicing. They bring in Jeff Garcia. Kolb's going to start this weekend. Is McNabb going to rush himself back from this injury?
Who knows?
Just because of everything that's going on.
I'll tell you what, he better.
You say he better?
Better. I'll say this much, man. I know Vic's been out 2 years, man. But you don't want to chance it, man.
Right.
With the talent this kid has, man. Suppose he comes out there and lights it up, man. They may say they might not. Let's say they rattle out. Let's say he wishes for a week. Comes out there and takes him a game under his belt, and he starts lighting people up, man. They start, you know, they start as prolific as possible, man. You know, sometimes this rib injury can take a little bit more time for you to get over it.
Right.
Than you know, just 2 to 3, 4 weeks that they're saying. So it may be something that lingers the whole year, man. So you never know, man. It might be a situation you don't. If I were him, I wouldn't want to let Vic see the field other than being, you know, like a wildcat gimmick thing they were trying to say he's running. I don't want him to be out there being a starting quarterback. As many times as it takes for Vic to be on the field, as many plays he gets to run, the better he may end up looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not to mention with the signing of Jeff Garcia, it brings up that other thing. In every city, you know, the backup quarterback is always the most popular person. They say if he goes in, he'll do this. Well, Jeff Garcia had that opportunity before, and the Philly fans, you know, just I want to say not based on merit, just based on, you know, somebody else, they fell in love with him. So we've already seen this happen. So we'll see how it goes. And, I mean, we can't skip over the Philly game without saying how great their defense looked. You got a new coordinator. They blitzed heavy, played man on the outside, and they just destroyed Jake DeLone. This was worse than that Arizona playoff game.
They killed him. They killed him, man. He looked terrible, man. It just makes you wonder, man, why the hell did they give him a $20 million extension?
You give him 20 mil, but you franchise Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
It definitely makes you wonder, man.
I don't know who's in charge of making office decisions, but God damn. You talking about somebody begging to be fired, man.
Yeah, because old Jakey don't look like he's going to earn that money, man. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he was getting hit on every play. I will give him that. Billy was definitely bringing it to him and hitting him on every play. But at the same time, there has to be an adjustment at some point in the game to say, okay, we're going to cut them short every play. I'm going to hit some of these hot routes. I'm going to get the ball out of my hand. Can't be back there waiting and making bad decisions.
I'll tell you this much. What it did is just be like, man, after them first couple of picks, start handing the ball off at the end.
Right.
Put it in Jake We Trust no more, man.
Personally, I think he's shell shocked. I think we're gonna see a lot of this until they pull him.
Maybe
they might win a game or two running the ball and kind of avoid the discussion of this, but I think the boy is shell shocked.
Evidence saw Sunday. He's something, man. After those couple of picks, man, he just kind of was in the toilet bowl for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Fumble too, man. It wasn't looking good. Wasn't a pretty sight for him, man.
Yeah, I know you. You said it's possible for Favre to manage the game, and if he's willing to accept that, things will be good for him. His first game, it looked like he did a good job of it, man. He handed off to AD, threw what he could, and, I mean, AP and Peterson just, man, that boy is the truth, man.
Absolutely.
That shrug off on the sideline, man.
Yeah, like a little kid, man.
Man, get off me. And then after that, after he threw him off and gave the other guy a stiff arm, he turns on the juice again and outruns the D-back to the corner.
Yep. No joke, man. That's what you call grown-ass man.
Most definite, man. Most definite.
That corner came through there trying to half-step, man, trying to come at him indecisive, man. He got thrown to the sidelines like a little kid, man. Like a grown-ass man chucking a little kid.
What's your man in college basketball, Raftery? What do you say? With the discard. That's what it was. It was a discard.
Yeah. Bet you next time he come correct, man. You better go at the boy's knees, man. Don't come indecisive. Should I go up top? Should I go down low? Get out of here.
Come heavier. Don't come at all.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, he looked real good. The defense did what they're supposed to do, the big tackle stuff, the run, and they played solid. So Minnesota looked good. The Green Bay-Chicago game, did you get what you expected?
I didn't expect Jay Cutler to come out there and lay an egg like that, man. That was a fiasco, man. I figured Aaron Rodgers would, you know, as good as he was last year.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. He's proven it.
Most people ain't really missing none. They'd be better off with him than they would Brett Favre and his BS at the end of every year. So, I didn't expect Cutler to come out there and stink up the team. Kind of forced some passes, man. But if you look at it, man, they got to get some wide receiver help, man.
Yeah, man. Devin Hester as the number one receiver is not a good idea. Not to take anything away from Devin, it's just he's probably not ready for that yet.
Yeah, man, they should have. Boy, they need to do something at the wide receiver. I mean, Devin Hester's a good second option, man. That kid ain't the kind of guy you want to have as your number one receiver. I mean, he's got a long way to go. Some of his routes are questionable. I mean, he had a couple of good little. Good little ride, but you know you can't be inconsistent. You can't have inconsistency at your number one, man. If you got inconsistency at your number one wide receiver, man, your whole passing game is going to be inconsistent. And I thought
that's what you're going to get from him. You're going to get a great play, and you're going to get some silly middle mistakes, or you know, route running, running the wrong option, whatever.
Can't be a number one right now. You just. I mean, if they're trying to get where they're going, well, where they eventually want to go, they're going to have to get them some steady wide receivers. And maybe guys will step up as the year, you know, progresses. But they didn't look good at all, man. There was a lot of miscommunication out there. And Cutler, he either thought guys were breaking one way, he put the ball in another place, and result is a pick.
Yep. And the offense coordinator of Green Bay, I got to give it up to him, man. He showed big balls on that third and one play, man, to call that play action, man. And for all the people who are Atlanta Falcons fans, they know about the Keith Brooking third and one last year against the Cardinals. And it was basically what the Bears did. Everybody bit on the play action. And you got Jennings over there against the slow corner. He smoked them. Game-winning touchdown. And how do you as a defense give that up?
You don't, man. You don't. You can't afford to give up that play. But yeah, they obviously sold out on the run.
Yeah.
That, hey, man. They probably would have had eight in the box, eight, nine guys in the box, if that's one-on-one out on the outside.
Right.
Yeah, man. End result.
Touchdown, game over.
Okay.
And their defense played well. Defense did a real good job. And now they got to deal with Urlacher out for the season.
Okay. You can't put a cast in that sucker in place?
That's what I wondered, man. I said, man, a wrist? He can't put a cast on the player. He said, no, out for the season. I don't know. That's the way it goes, man. Injuries are going to happen. It's the NFL.
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be attrition from here on out, man.
And, you know, Troy for the Steelers, after all those spectacular plays he made, he ended up getting hurt.
Adding curse.
Oh, yeah. Larry Fitzgerald better watch out, man. It's coming for him next. What other games really held your interest, or some plays were made that you were, you know, excited to see?
Pretty much, I think we touched on all of them. That Adrian Peterson play was a big one. I was surprised at the Roy Williams, man, for the Cowboys breaking that one. I didn't think he had it in him.
Roy got loose.
Hit him, man. He showed some breakaway speed, man.
Yeah, he got loose on him.
Yeah.
Now, what about Cadillac's comeback, man, for Tampa Bay?
Oh, he looked good, man. I watched a little bit of that game on the package.
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty good, man. He was running. He didn't look like he was tentative at all, man.
That's good to see, man.
He wasn't worried about his leg or the injuries that he's had with his legs. He didn't look overall concerned at all, man.
Mm-hmm. He definitely went out there and handled his business after the long layoff. Okay, we haven't gotten into all the games, but this is Speaking Like You're Thinking, so you know we will later on. But can you give me some of your power rankings? I guess we could put one together right now. You give me one, I'll throw one. So who do you got right now at the top of the hill?
You got to put the champions up there, Pittsburgh.
Definitely. Got to roll with the defending champs.
Number one, I'd say you probably got to – I don't know, the way Patriots look, they're going to be way on down the list.
Yeah, but at least top 10, so, you know, that can change.
I'm going to say the Falcons going to be up in the top 10, the way they play defensively.
Yeah, because that was the main question mark. They got after the quarterback.
Absolutely.
So is it said now that Jamal Anderson more than likely is a bust? And
I think the writing has been on the wall for that for a while now.
The boy Bierman, the beer man they're calling him, comes in and gets Jamal Anderson's career sack total Sunday.
Yep.
Comes around and gets two sacks. And Abraham, I think, I know we talked about some amazing plays already, but I say Abraham's play was the most amazing because dude, he blew up number one draft pick, offensive tackle Jake Long. I mean, just beasted the man, ran him over, and then walked in and got the easy sack. But they did a nice breakdown on NFL Network where they showed he came with a speed rush the first time. So Long was looking for that. And this time he cut it short and then just went with a bull rush, and, I mean, he ran the boy over. Number one draft pick.
Jake Long gonna have his problems, man. Abraham ain't no joke, man. Abraham is someone to be reckoned with, and should be he probably should be double teamed at all times, man. But I'm gonna say about on that power ranking tip, man. I'm gonna say the Giants probably had the, if not, they could be made a strong case for number one, man. Number one, along with the Steelers. I'm just gonna put the Steelers on there because they're the champs right now. But the Giants, they're strong, too, and they're coming on, man. And I'd probably say number three probably be those Eagles, man.
Yeah, Eagles look real good. Quarterback situation not resolved, but still, they look solid.
Yeah, they're solid both sides of the ball.
About Tennessee, I mean, they did lose that game in overtime. They played a good game.
I don't believe they got enough to stick around. The youngster, Britt, looked pretty good, though, man.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Britt. Looks like they finally got a little bit of weapons now. They weren't able to run the ball, but that's Pittsburgh. I mean, who can run it on Pittsburgh? So, I mean, they're going to look a lot better in games where they're able to run the ball. They had to rely a little too much on Carey that game.
Yo, Carey tried to make some plays, man, but I don't believe they got enough to stick around. I ain't looking for them to have the same record, even though I don't believe they're going to have enough to beat the Colts. I still think the Colts going to take that division anyway.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, they will.
The Colts played a good game, too. They played a good game. It was a tight game, rivalry, division game. Reggie Wayne showed out.
Yeah, Reggie Wayne, he blasted them Jags, man. It was an ugly sight for me, man. I tried to watch as much of that game, man. It was just more of the same, man. More of the same. It was disgusting. Next subject. I'm going to say the Green Bay Packers number four, man. And number five, Seahawks, man.
Seahawks?
No, hold up. I'm going to say tie. Seahawks and the Falcons. Seahawks were pretty good.
Yeah, they did. They were playing the Rams. I do have to throw that out there. But they're one of the only favorites who went out there and handled their business against an inferior team. So there is something to be said about that.
They had an inauspicious start, man, but they came and pounded them, man. They came in after that first quarter, man, it was all hell broke loose on them boys, man, them Rams, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell broke loose. They were getting it took to them both sides of the ball, man. They didn't even score a point.
I got to give it up to the 49ers, too, man. They just played solid football and were able to pull out a win. You know, they don't have a lot of talent on the team, but they played to their strength and they were able to beat the Super Bowl participant Arizona Cardinals. Who might be in for a hangover.
They had some positive things that occurred opening week. They can keep it up.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I believe the Giants are the best, man. Best team, man. I believe that all year, man. The way those receivers came out,
mm-hmm.
They play like that all year, man. Book it. They're going to play in the Super Bowl again. Book it.
Yeah. That's the only question mark, the receiving core. That's the only question mark.
The way they played against the Redskins, man.
Right.
I saw that game. I watched a lot of it. They made plays. Now, the rookie is hurt. Hakeem Nicks is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But every receiver that they had, man, made plays.
Manningham, who had the 30-yard touchdown.
Him looked like a brand-new cat, man. You know, he was timid last year, dropped a lot of balls. Didn't really run the right route. Brand new cat, man. He was looking by far. I thought I was expecting Hicks to be there, to see a lot of action. But Manningham got a lot of playing time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Steve Smith, I believe, if I'm correct, they may have started the game with Nicks and Smith.
Mm.
Either Manningham, but I'm not sure. But Manningham got a lot of playing time, and I saw he had a long catch in that game. I think it was a 32-yarder, and he made a bunch of plays, man. But the
right.
Rookie Knicks, he had a touchdown in that game too. But like I said, the whole as a collective group, they performed that way, man. Book it.
And that's all they need. And I don't think it's anything bad to say that the Redskins played a good game too. They were just against a better team, but the Redskins. They look surprisingly good.
We'll see how that lasts. They usually fade the stretch.
Yep, they started off real good last year. I will add that. I believe they were like 4-2, and everything went to hell after that.
Giants defense, no joke. I mean, they kept coming in waves, man. I mean, it was ridiculous, man. They're deep, man. I mean,
yeah, that line is ridiculous.
They're just a stock club, man. They look.
Yeah.
By far the most talented team that I saw this weekend, man.
So even over Pittsburgh, huh? Now, the only thing that scares me about Pittsburgh is how much sometimes Ben has to make a play moving around.
But I'm saying the offensive line ain't that good, man. If they play a team like the Giants with depth, if anything shows you, man, in the NFL, if you get to the quarterback, man, if the Super Bowl they played against the Patriots didn't prove that, if you got guys who can get to the quarterback, your chances of winning go through the roof. I'm telling you.
Yeah, like the Buffalo game. Buffalo was getting to Brady in the first half, and they pretty much shut down that high-powered offense. And, you know, I mean, Buffalo definitely won't be confused with the Giants as far as talent on the line, but that line played their ass off, man. They were getting to Brady.
You're a deep, you got a deep defensive line front, and you can run, you know, 6-7 guys, keep them fresh, rotating them,
mm-hmm.
and you could wear that team's offensive line down, man. Your chances of winning the ball game increase, man, because you get to the quarterback, you can make him make quick throws. Those quick throws become, you know, balls that may hang, you know, something can happen, ball
right.
gets tipped, when quarterback doesn't have time to get back there and survey the field and just look up guys, you know, anything can happen, man. I think the Giants, like I said, by far the best team, the most talented team that it looked like this week.
There's no argument here with me on that one, man, because we seen what they were last year before Plaque shot himself. So, I mean, it's the same team, essentially, just they don't have that threaded wideout. So, like you said, as long as those boys play up to a standard that's needed, they will be a hard team to put out of there, man. But this was NFL Week 1. We're going to really get into it next week, but we're going to have to cut it short this time. And I guess next time we'll get the predictions in, but we're definitely not going to do it this week. The next week we'll get the predictions in. We'll have 2 weeks of gameplay to look at and really be able to make an informed decision.
Not only that, man, we start probably surveying that college football landscape. And try and put together some. I'm gonna do my Mel Kiper and Mike Mayock thing, man. I'm gonna put together a list of about 20, the top 20 college players.
You saying, regardless of position, you throwing out the top 20 next week?
NFL caliber, man. I'm gonna try and throw out a little top 20 there.
Okay. So we definitely got something to look forward to next week. We're gonna get a. We'll get a draft assessment from Mr. Barzy. We're going to get into week 2. We'll give you predictions for week 3. And speak it like you think it is going to keep it cranking, man. Mr. Barzy, thanks for your time, sir.
No problem. Look forward to next week.
All right. Peace.